should be here.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 65. By Saturday, partly cloudy, 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some country conversation, maybe a little bit of coffee thrown in there. Got your host, James, with you. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody. Hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everyone. Did anybody else think it was Friday? Anybody else? I just now realized it wasn't Friday. No, I had a bit of an idea because I've been up all night. We got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. Getting into some country music news in a moment. We got some requests to get to as well. I got Alan Jackson, Alabama, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, all coming up for you, along with some Carrie Underwood. Right now, let's go ahead and dive into our National Day of Counter. And first up, I'm going to tell you, we're doing a part of this on the WFHR today because we got to dive into one of these. And it's a big one. Tear the tags off the mattress day. Dun, dun, dun. There's actually some kind of interesting history to that that's really good for consumers and us, the people. So we're going to get into that to begin our show over at WFHR. Join us on for the morning show over there, 8 to 10. Anytime you're looking for some serious comedy to start your day, we look forward. Seth and I will be hanging out over there today. Go ahead and join us. Let's take a look at the rest of our National Day of Calendar for this May 9th, 2024. National Sleepover Day. Ooh, on a school night? All right, cool. Was there, I didn't get to do this very often, but was there many cooler things than getting, like, your parents letting you have a sleepover on a school night? I didn't get to do that very often, but that was always fun. I'm pretty sure my best friend Chris, my parents, like more than me. So I think that was part of it. I think that had a little to do with it. It is National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day. Speaking of that played into each other very well. I was not trying to do that. In all seriousness, certainly something that we are much more in tune with nowadays than we used to be when a lot of us were growing up. There's very few ages where it's, you know, things are roll smoothly. Things are okay. We as adults, the more we get away from being young, the more I feel like we forget what it's like to be young. And when we're young, everything is everything. Everything is huge. Everything is gigantic and such. And it's important to have some empathy, to understanding. It's a common phrase to look at somebody and say, oh, you never know what another person is going through. We don't do that with the youth very much, though. Especially generation picking on generation, we do that constantly. And while I don't think that there isn't material there, sure, certainly, there's plenty to make fun of for every generation. We got to get better about that. Young people are not the enemy. Old people are not the enemy. Mental health is the cure. And working together is really what it's all about. I work with the younger generations all the time, and they inspire me. They give me hope. My own generation, I worry about more than I worry about the younger generations. And when it comes to mental health awareness, so much of this is stuff that we are building the boot. take two. Okay, it's not live. Don't worry about it. We are building the boat while we're on the water. And we're trying to figure out a lot of this stuff with mental health while we're in real time, while we're actually doing things and having to live our lives and all that. Children aren't going through anything different. And every generation goes through something different. The younger generations, what they're going through as far as social media, bullying, and some of these things, we really don't know what it's like. And unless you grew up in this, in a day and age like this, which you, none of us older people did, I think it's important to understand that they don't know what that's like any more than they can know what it's like when we grew up. I mean, we had to get up and change channels, people. Some of us, it was our only job. It was one of our jobs to get up and change the channel. Huh? Some tough stuff out there. We had to wait to get things. Commercial breaks, for God's sake. I mean, the things we had. No, there's a lot there. It's National Make a Book Day. Celebrate the ability of books to open doors to our realms and alternative realities. Reading is one of the ways of not only working out the brain, improving the brain, but giving the brain something fun to do. It uses your imagination, which we don't get to do nearly enough. It's a fun one. So maybe make a book. You got a little one in your life or something, kids or anything like that, they'll have a lot of fun doing that one. It's Hooray for Buttons Day. Oh, we appreciate you, Buttons. Alphabet Magnet Day. Those were fun. Speaking of poems, we used to write, try to write like whatever we could with poems with the letters we did have. We didn't have many, so we didn't have all the letters. So we did what you could with them. We work with them. And finally, it's Lost Sock Memorial Day. We send a shout out to all those lefties and righties, all those socks out there lost in the ether. How that happens. I've been doing laundry since I was like 9, 10 years old. And I've been trying to figure this out ever since. It happens all the time. In 2018, in the U.S. alone, we purchased over 11 billion in socks. It's incredible. You take a look at industries that are doing pretty okay, and a lot of the, you know, sock industry, especially companies that are just focused on socks, they're doing well. Like it's one of those industries, and this is part of the reason why we keep losing socks. In a recent survey of 2,000 people, it was determined the average person loses 1.3 socks each month. It's a lot of socks. It's crazy. And every one of us, I try to find whenever I can on the radio ways to bring us together more. I like a lot of you out there, am sick of the divisiveness. It's tacky, lame, childish, and we don't want it. We don't need it. We as Americans have spoken. We are done with that rhetoric. You want to talk about something that should bring us all together. If you're running for political office, you want to talk about a topic. With the Mailoff campaign, we are guaranteeing no more lost socks. No more lost socks. That's the whole campaign. Whole campaign. No, none of this mud, you know, slinging or anything like that. I'm not going to talk about my other opponent or anything. I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to fight for you and fight for your lost socks. That's the campaign. Boom. There you go. Just throw them right in the White House. Whoever's going to do it. Let's take a look at a little bit of country music news. Tennessee has become the first state in the country to pass legislation to protect musicians from artificial intelligence. The bill is called the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act, or the Elvis Act. It prohibits anyone from using AI to mimic an artist's voice without their permission. Takes effect July 1st. Governor Bill Lee signed it inside the Nashville Honky Tonk Roberts Western World, accompanied by Chris Jansen and Luke Bryan, who called it, quote, an amazing precedent. It's an important bill, and it's the kind of thing that we're going to probably see a lot more of as we go forward and AI becomes more accessible to more people. And it's important. Especially in this genre, I would think, one of the first things I've picked up from country music, and especially country music fans, you got to be genuine. You got to be real. This industry will eat you up and spit you out if they think that you're fake, you're phoning it in, you're you know, parroting or just doing stuff, saying things to, you know, get sales. I think that's a darn good bill. Good on Tennessee for that. Way to go, volunteer state. Quick little story here that came out of Taste of Country. They released an interesting article about active country stars who have not released an album in 5 years. Like Faith Hill. Her last album was Fireflies in 2005. She released a Christmas album in 2008 and a CD of duets with her husband in 17. And there's been a bunch of chatter about her working on something since, I want to say, 2020. And I think that the pandemic has to be brought up in this, too. That plays a hand in here. Certainly, it's not an excuse or anything like that. It's just, hey, it's life. Brooks and Dunn, their last studio album was Cowboy Town in 2007. They did release Reboot in 2019, but that was just a bunch of hits recorded with other artists. They're still actively touring. Emmylou Harris. Her last album was Hard Bargain in 2011. And it sounds like that was probably her last. She told Clash magazine she might have said everything she needs to say in music. I think we can be good with that. She's definitely done quite a lot. Next two are kind of interesting and a little bit more on there. So Brad Paisley, his last album was Love and War in 2017, but he has switched record companies and now says a new album will drop sometime this year. And he's had quite a busy 5-10 years here and everything, where he's been doing a lot more MC work, been out there more. Him and Peyton Manning are doing things all the time. Yeah, I would think as an artist, it's you know, refreshing to kind of take a break from that for a little while. Just as much as it's exciting to get back out there and tour again. Now, George Strait, his last album was Honky Tonk Time Machine. Great name. That was in 2019. But if you've been listening to the show here, you understand that Mr. Strait has his 31st studio album, Cowboys and Dreamers, coming up. Yeah. So, nah, I don't think any of these artists are going anywhere. And darn sure, George Strait ain't. Be on the lookout for that. You know, when his music comes out, we'll be playing it right here. Bunch of requested music this morning. Got this one from Tammy over in Grand Rapids. Here's Annie Wilson, Jordan Davis, Country Gold. On Wis Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit our friends at From the Ground Up. They're at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
My granddad got down on one knee, promised her forever with a dime store diamond ring. He pledged his heart and soul 50 years ago with country gold. Find what happy is. Doing life with who you love. Hearing laughter, filling up. A little house on a little land. Little building with your own two hands. Little pride in a hard week's work. Little supper after Sunday church. To most in my mind look like much. But I put roots down here because the richest people that I've ever known. Struck country gold, like the wheat fields underneath the summer sky.
Country gold, like the records playing on Friday night.
Country gold might look like
two hands.
Little pride in a hard week's work. Little supper out of Sunday.
Little supper out of Sunday. Country gold, country gold, country gold.
You better take it from me. That boy is like a disease. You're running, you're trying, you're trying to hide, and you're wondering why you can't get free. He's like a curse, he's like a drug. You get addicted to his love. You wanna get out, but he's holding you down, cause you can't live without one more touch. He's a good. Casanova leaning up against the record machine.
kind of plan. But I've had all of this town I can stand. And I got friends out on the coast. We can jump in the water and see what flows. We've been saving for a rainy day. Let's beat the storm and be on our way. Cold and dark, but nobody wins afraid of losing, and the hard roads are the ones we're choosing. Someday we'll look back and smile and know it was worth every mile.
Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
She makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur. Yeah. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one. From a friend hanging on to a guy, you just sent him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forgive, and take her on a first date again. She makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rips every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's never.
What a voice. Gabby Barrett, I hope. Wiscountry 105.5, WIRI's Sunrise Show. Good music coming up for you, everybody. Alabama, Kane Brown. Got some Luke Combs as well. And I'm going to play a little bit later some Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. Yeah, we haven't played it in long enough. It's been too long. We're going to play some of that a little bit later. Right now, it's John Party up all night on Wiscountry 105.5, WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
In the weekend, not doing any sleeping. So get in, let's take a ride. And baby, let's go take a dirt road, kick it back, find a good song.
something wrong, baby, you and I. Getting down, do some up all night. Now don't forget your flip-flops. We can stop by the quick stop. Get some jerky in a 12-pack. No telling when we'll be back. I got a cooler in a truck bed. Couple towels when we get wet. Cause you know we're gonna jump in. It takes a little midnight swing.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Honest work out in the field. Cornbread in my mama's kitchen. Daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land. And I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country. And that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I wanna raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced. Cause I don't know how heaven, heaven could be better than this. I swear you're an angel sent to this world. What did I do right to deserve you? Stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced. Talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Kiss me one more time.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I heard the door slam and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh hell, she's getting getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. There's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone. Just a couple beers. I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out. She ain't back yet. Ain't called home. Turned off the phone. Oh, man. This might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave. But I didn't call because I didn't really think.
Can't get enough. I never had no one that I could count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. It was a feeling I'd never known. And for the first time, I didn't feel alone. By me, and you believe in me like nobody ever has. When my world goes crazy, you're right there to save me. You make me see how much I have, and I still tremble when we touch. Know the look in your eyes when we make love. You're more than a lover. There could never be another to make me feel the way you do. And oh, we just get closer. I fall in love all over every time I look at you.
Tim McGraw, my best friend, on Wiss Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. That's going to do it for me for today, but I'll be back at 5 in the morning tomorrow. Take you right up to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8. Man, we got a good one lined up for you tomorrow. Going to get you ready for the weekend, have some good stuff there for you. Be sure to get me your requests, everybody. You can email me anytime, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, hit us up on our Facebook pages as well with your requests. You can get them to us, everybody, and you can call up when we're on the air, live and direct. You can call us up and get us your request, 423-1055. Got good stuff later on for you coming up. Not only musically do we have some good stuff coming up from Sam Hunt, George Strait. I see some Chris Young and Jelly Roll on the way. Also, 5 o'clock tonight, high school baseball, Port Edwards softball. We're hosting Rosholt. Port Edwards is hosting Rosholt. I'm not. Port Edwards is. Mike and Seth are going to be tag teaming that one for you. You know it's going to sound good. Be sure to join us today at 5 right here at WIRI for some great high school softball. And keep in mind, on Thursdays at 7, usually we have trail tunes for you. Seth's fantastic show. He takes a stroll down memory lane. Be sure to join him every Thursday when we don't have high school sports. Every Thursday right here at 7 for the trail tunes. You can hear songs like this, talking about great tag teams. Willie Nelson, Merrill Haggard, Poncho and Lefty. West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them. Wish them a good morning from all of us. 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Poncho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. Out of kindness, I
Step into the world of coffee and tea with James Maloff, The Sunrise Show, and From the Ground Up Coffee House. Discover the sweet, the salty, and the zany ways people love their favorite drinks. Flex your imagination, create a new coffee sensation for a chance to win free coffee. Submit your crazy drink ideas to WisCountry1055WIRI's Facebook page with the hashtag ImaginationCoffee. Your coffee could be showcased for others to try. How do you wake up in the morning? With The Sunrise Show and From the Ground Up Coffee House.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
All aspiring writers are welcome to visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center for Writers Share. Come and share your work, whether it's poetry, stories, or anything else you've written. Admission is free and all writers are encouraged to attend. If you write, you're a writer. The Writers Share group meets the second Wednesday of every month from 1 to 3 p.m. For more information and to stay up to date, visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Facebook page and website. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.